The Devil's Steps, written by Arthur Upfield and read by Peter Hosking. The day had continued fine and gently warm. The kookaburras were silent, but the whitbirds in a distant gully now and then gave forth their peculiar notes. Over the valley floor, the scattered wool had been swept up and away by the heat of the sun. And now, this early afternoon, the distant mountains were receiving their Joseph's coat of many colours. The only blot on all of nature's vast and beautiful scene were the Devil's Steps on Miss Jade's lawn. To doze, of course, was impossible for Bonaparte. His mind was charged with the electricity of expectancy, for at any moment now Bolt and his men would appear and go into action against Marcus. He wondered if by now the house belonging to Marcus's friend had been raided, and just how the preparations for arresting Marcus were shaping. Bolt would take no chances. He would have half the police force of Victoria on the move, moving grimly and with machine-like precision towards the focal point of Wideview Chalet. A kookaburra laughed lazily. It was high up among the foliage of a mountain ash growing near the main entrance, and Boney wondered if the bird had sighted anything unusual. Other than that laughter, faintly mocking, faintly satanic, there was no sound. The quiet air appeared held within the grasp of a giant, careful that nothing should vanquish the spell exerted by the valley and the distant mountains. Boney had decided not to take any action in the arrest of Marcus unless compelled to do so by circumstances. For one thing, he was not a member of the Victorian police, and was not even on loan for duty to that department. For another, he had agreed to cooperate with Bolt, and he had done so by establishing to him the man responsible for a Victorian policeman's death, and moreover a man having an international reputation for ruthlessness, a man whose capture would give great credit.